פרק י"ג סעיף ח"ד. חוטים המונחים על גבי הבגד. If you've got חוטים, חוטים is you've got string which is on the בגד. חוטים המונחים על גבי הבגד וכן קשקשים הנמצאים עליו. מותר להסירם ואין בזה איסור מלבן. Person has got strings on his בגד, or you've got dandruff on his beged. Since they are not inside the beged, only on top of it, ain't but it's a libun. Mushum shatvarim eilu ain't tchubim bebeged. Right, monochim ala beged. It's a libun is only something which gets stuck inside the beged. Something which is lying down on top of the beged has no problem from libun. Therefore, dandruff, or you've got string, something which is on top of the beged, there's no problem to take it off on Shabbos, because it's not Issa from Libun, something which is lying on the beggar. So if Chophe, beggar chislach lech ba'avak, a beggar which stuff. We learned as a Shoshem now that there's a difference of a person is makbid, it disturbs him. A person which disturbs him, then it's got a problem, like we learned Shittas Rashi, got a problem from Libun. A person who doesn't disturb him, if his beggar is dirty in such a way, then there's no problem from Libun. Let's see that inside. Beged shitlach leich me'avak. Ve'ema odo makbidakach. Ven yitze lachut. Lila nakhlis is a beged. Also le naroi. Beshabbos mishum isa Libun. A person has his beged got dirty from dust. And if the person doesn't go outside in the house with it, without cleaning it, he's ashamed, then you're not allowed to go and even shake it on Shabbos to take off the dust. Because dust is something which got stuck inside the beged, a bit inside, and to shake it off is the issa from Libun. V'adin she'en the shapshos that beged the yodoy, the matlis, the b'mereshet, because they lost it, like we learned before. You're not allowed to not only shake it off, you're not allowed to rub it with your hands, or with a rag, or even with a brush. You're not allowed to do any sort of way to take off this dust. Because the Issa is taking off the dust. You're cleaning. But the Ma'adam wish, in the Makudan Niku, I beg it. What's the lot fit by the hook? Lina Nako is saying, what's the lina? I beg it. Then you're allowed to. If a person doesn't worry about it, he's not the sort of person which worries about it, to go outside with such a discussing staining, it was discussing more that when you got some dust on your beged, then if he's not makbid on it, it doesn't disturb him, you're allowed to clean it on Shabbos in a way by shaking it. Mishum shelibun ha-beged me'avak ein le'pula chashuva shel libun. Just go and take off dust. Dust is not a proper ma'aser from libun. Therefore, only a person who worries about it, disturbs him, has a problem from Libun. The Poskim say one should be careful on Shabbos not to put his begodim in a place, maybe they'll fall down and get dust on it, or they're in another place which has got dust on it, because afterwards you'll have a Yetzer Hara to go and clean it from the dust. So one shouldn't put it in a place which may get dirty. But what is the halacha? The halacha is that something which you're makbid about, if you get dust on it, then it's a problem. If you're not makbid about it, it is not a problem. In the footnote, he says something which you're not makbid on it, you're still not allowed to do kiskus to it. Kiskus, we said, is rubbing. You're not allowed to rub it with a rag, not to rub it strong with a rag. You're not allowed to go and to kiskos means to take part of the beggar and rub it with the second part of the beggar, because that, even if you're not allowed to take off the stain, it's a pu'ula from Libun. We don't allow you to do that on Shabbos, because it looks different in Libun. But if you don't do it with a rag, you don't do it with kiskos, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos if you're not makbid by shaking it in any other way to take off the dust. So if chof vav, a beggar which fell on it, dew or snow. Beggar shachor or keha. Kehe. a beggar, a dark beggar, or a darkish beggar. She is all of a gabob tal or shelix, which has got on a dew or snow which started melting. The other Macbeth, Lopshus, a beggar that I believe a narrow mirror, Tibut Shalav. Also the narrow the Shabbos, Mishum Shania, them, Yapes, a beggar, the more loik, more kibbut. A person has on his beggar some dew or snow. Now, only if it started to go and melt, and the person is makbid on it, then we say it's got din like a vat, it's got din like we learned before, then you're not allowed to go and shake it off, because in such a way, if he is makbid, we're talking about a person which is makbid, the person wouldn't go out to the street like that, it disturbs him. If it's such a sort of person which disturbs him, then you're not allowed to go and clean it on Shabbos, because it's got a din from libum. But if the snow has not melted a bit yet, then there's no problem to take it off, because it's got the same thing as we learned, you got string or dandruff on your beged. You're allowed to take it off because only lying on it. Lying on it is not inside the beged. There's no problem from libun. If the snow hasn't melted yet, it's only lying on the beggar, not a problem. But if the snow has already melted a bit, therefore it goes and gets into the beggar a bit, then you got a problem from Libon. If you are Macbeth, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos to clean it. Anyway, to go and shake it and clean it off if a person is Macbeth.